This is the Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. One daily news story, well told. I'm Taylor. Earlier this month, a group of Christian musicians and artists went to the White House for a surprise summit. Now we're starting to get more information about what went on there. Find out more after this break. The novelization of the latest Kendrick Brothers movie is the perfect gift this holiday season. Inspired by the words and prayers of a newfound friend, reluctant cross-country coach John Harrison becomes the least likely coach, helping the least likely runner attempt the impossible in the biggest race of the year. When you find your identity in the one who created you, it will change your whole perspective. What do you allow to define you? Stop by overcomernovel.com to buy the book based on the hit movie Overcomer and to unlock exclusive content. That's overcomernovel.com. On December 6th, a group of Christian leaders went to the White House for a faith briefing. The trip was initially broken by Sean Fucht, a Spirit-filled worship leader and House of Representatives hopeful, who posted video to his social media accounts of worship taking place inside the White House. He hashtagged the video Worship Takeover. In the video, Paula White Cain, Brian and Jen Johnson, and Eddie James could be seen singing and raising their hands to God in praise. Now, additional information about the meeting has become available after married worship leaders Carrie Jobe and Cody Carnes explained in a video, which was posted by the official White House Twitter account. In the video, Jobe says, "We got to listen to a lot of the faith briefing of things that are going on in the White House, just religious freedoms and things like that. But the thing that moved me most is just how people are so for making sure that we're changing people's lives and not leaving those that are marginalized and those that have been trafficked. A lot of times for those of us who don't work in the White House, it can look really big and something that we really can't end. But they are working to end these things and change these things. And I've just been in tears all day. It's been incredible. I'm just so thankful to be a part of this today and to see what God is doing in our White House." Carnes added, "I've just been so encouraged today because there are so many good things happening out of this house. So many good things happening for the faith community and for the world. And things that we all believe in the faith community that can change the world are being supported and are happening in this house. So we're just encouraged and have had an amazing time here today." Event photographer Jonathan Williams added that Mike Pence reportedly dropped into the briefing. Fuchs said he was able to meet and pray over President Trump. For further updates and more stories, visit charismanews.com. And for more resources, check out shop.charismamag.com. Thanks for listening to the Charisma News Podcast. One story, well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com or check out the podcast every weekday.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joy Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.